Hey there, guys. Arlo here. I'm bringing you an impromptu Arlo cast special. I'm sitting here in my studio, and just like last time, and just like I'm starting to suspect will often be the case, I'm waiting for the baby on the other side of the wall to go to sleep. And so I don't want to start shooting the thing that I'm about to shoot yet for risk of it being, you know, messed up by him yelling or whatever. So the thing that I'm shooting, though, is my Switch unboxing, and I just wanted to, I'm sitting here, I'm like, hey, why not share with my patrons this one last moment before I do it. I know in the video you'll see me actually doing it and all that, but, you know, I thought you'd be a little behind the scenes of just me, like, about to, just sitting here, I'm holding the Switch box, and I'm looking at it, and I am feeling it, and it is very nice, and I'm about to open it. I'm just so excited, and so, yeah, why don't you join with me in this last little bit of excitement while I'm waiting, and I haven't had a lot of time to do a lot of blogs. Even in the last Arlo cast, I was like, oh, I'll do a blog soon, and then I didn't, and now I'm, like, super busy with all the Switch stuff, so this is kind of good. I know the $1 people can't see this. Maybe I'll share it with them anyway. Yeah, sure. This will be a special one. $1 people will do it. I just decided, and I can't go back on it because I already said it. So this is just like a little bonus. I'm so excited. This is amazing. I'm just looking at this box. It's beautiful. This is just a box, but it's beautiful. I'm gonna open it. I'm wrestling with the reality that I am about to touch this stuff. That's a good line. Maybe I'll use that in the video. I just got back. Well, a little bit ago. Being a grown-up is horrible. I just gotta tell you right now. I've had the Switch for hours now, and I still haven't even gotten to open it. I got back from Best Buy. I went this morning. They opened at the spectacularly exciting early time of 10 a.m. and here on the West Coast. So I don't know if how many time zones are we? I think we're last. I mean, like 24 hours before last night at midnight. Some people were like, "Oh, here, somewhere. I got mine. They just opened and gave us mine." So, I don't know. Are we last? Is Hawaii? Is that a different one? Is that the last one in the line? Like, were we the absolute last people to be getting our Switches? I don't know. But went there, met up with Loxton. He was there. I got there a little late, so I didn't get to be in the same part of line with him, but it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like a huge party or anything. It was just a line of people. And I hung out there for a while, and no one recognized me, sadly. Oh, well. They let us in, and we just went over to the... They had, like... It was kind of cool, though, because I was, like, wondering how accessories would go, and it was kind of stupid of me to think... This. I was like, oh, like, I don't want to get out of line and have to go over to the section and get the accessories. But, like, no, they're not that dumb. How they did it is they're like, they come by and they're like, okay, you're going to go straight to the Geek Squad customer service desk to pick up your Switch. And just like what they did was like right when you walk in the door. I mean, like, I don't know. Anybody who went to a midnight launch probably had something similar to this, but I'll explain it anyway. They had just a big old table just filled with accessories. Which is super smart, because then, like, anybody like me who didn't really order a lot can, you see it, you look at it, you have it in your hands, and that's that impulse buy thing. Or, like, if you even planned on it, you didn't get a pre-order, you're like, oh, I don't know, like, I wasn't even sure, like pro controllers, I was still unsure if I was going to get one, and I couldn't find a pre-order anywhere online, they didn't even exist. But then I go in, and, like, oh, look, there's a table, and there's a big stack of pro controllers, big stack of Joy-Cons, comfort grips, I did it. I broke down. I bought one. I was my friend Brian was gonna lend me his pro controller for like a review or whatever, cause he's a nice guy. And I'm like, no, whatever. I'll just get one. You know what's funny? Like, here's a little personal background. One of the reasons I did end up breaking down and getting it, though, is my wrist. I like tweaked my wrist recently. And I don't know what's been up, but it's been hurting for a long time, just kind of off and on. I think it's just cause I use it so much. And, you know, it's just one of those things that's just kind of hard to heal. I need to get a brace for it. And yesterday, the day before the Switch launches, I tweak it the worst I've ever tweaked it ever. And, like, last night, it was, like, keeping me up in addition to all the Switch stuff, too. And an alarm going off at a school nearby. It was a bad night. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very tired. I slept very little. And I'm getting ahead of myself. I apparently have a lot of things to say. I hurt my wrist, so I'm just like, I could probably hold the Joy-Cons okay in the grip, but I'll break down and get the Pro Controller, because then I can do the review, and I'll be able to hold the controller much more comfortably. So I'm like, okay, I did it. And so expect the review. That'll be fun. And anyway, speaking of not sleeping a lot, last night I went to my friend Brian. I was like, oh, like, you know, Best Buy's not doing a launch party at midnight or anything. Is GameStop going to do it? Like, you know, his pre-order is for GameStop. I'm like, are they going to, like, hang out and do a bunch of cool stuff? And he's like, no, they just, we all went in ahead of time and prepaid, and they have all our stuff in a bag, and all we do is we line up right when they open the door and give them our receipt, and they give us a bag, and we go. I'm like, oh, that's pretty lame. I was like, I mean, I've just, like, heard about all these, like, launch parties and stuff that people have talked about, you know, for, like, Pokemon games, just, like, big games. They have, like, launch parties, and, like, I don't know. Maybe they don't do it that much anymore. I'm not sure, but so they opened at midnight. They just didn't do a big thing out of it, so it was still kind of fun. I was like, yo, we should go anyway. Like, I should come with you, and we should just, like, see if there's a line and just hang out, and so we did. So we just went, like, a half hour early or something, and it was pretty cool, and my friend, Heroic Teddy, he's a patron. You might have seen him around. He's a guy who I met at Halloween at Twitter a long time ago. I put a picture of meeting him. The first fan I met in person, so that was cool. And he was there. I got to say hi to him. And that was fun. We all just hung out, and he went and grabbed a Switch, and then we left, and that was it. They're all pretty uneventful. And that's just like today. I just went in and picked up a Pro Controller and then went to customer service and bought it and left. Here's a fun thing, though. I'll let you in on this. Here's a little insider secret from my patrons. Is I total impulse buy. They had some Zelda, special editions, not the legendary edition or the epic blue blad edition or whatever with like a big sword. Is there a sword? I don't know. It's something huge. But that one like sold out instantly. I don't even know how many they're making. It was like just the special edition, where it's like the game and a carrying case, and a coin, and a map, and one other thing I can't remember. And so I bought it. Not for me, though. I'm going to do a giveaway. I'm going to do my very first giveaway. I was like, okay, why not? This is too fun to pass up. You know, I want to give something back. I want to give, well, I'm only be giving back to one person, but you know what I mean. I want to do a giveaway. I don't know what that is going to look like yet. I don't know what I'm gonna do, an essay contest maybe, or like a talent competition, maybe an Arlo impersonation contest on you. No, I don't know. Or just draw from commenters. I'm not sure. We'll just have to see. I haven't done it before, and like I said, I just grabbed it, so that's fun. That'll be fun. That's it though. I don't want to ramble on too long. Got my Switch. Got it here. I'm about to unbox it. The baby hasn't made any noise for a long time, so I think I'm going to do it. Thank you for joining me in this last little tiny few moments before I just rip this thing out of its box. And the second I do that, I'm going to take it out and do the video. And then I got to shoot a different... Oh, man, I got to shoot a different part, too. And then the outro over that. And then I got a piece of that video I got to do. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then I got to edit it and I got to put it out because I got to get that out as soon as possible. Oh, man, I got so much stuff to do. We'll see about playing Zelda at some point today, I'm sure. But okay, I'll catch you guys later. I hope you're all having Switches. I know not everybody got a pre-order or whatever, or, you know, can get one now, or is going to get one now, whatever. Those of you who are, hope you're enjoying it. Hope it's super cool. I'm sure it is. All the Zelda has been getting just the best scores in the world across the board, and just, like, thanks for making my brain explode even more with excitement. Okay, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.